In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor addresses the issue of human medications in the environment.
In a recent commentary, I noted that for all the good they do, sewage treatment facilities are not designed to remove human medications from wastewater, but that the presence of medications in lakes and streams is a growing cause for concern. To follow up on that, I checked in recently with Susan Baim, a scientist who has been working on this issue in cooperation with many colleagues at the Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant Program, which is headquartered on the U of I campus in Urbana. Baim pointed out that the use of pharmaceuticals has grown remarkably in recent years. In 2009, for example, Americans spent more than $300 billion on prescriptions, which represents a 5.1% increase from the year before. Baim also cited a United Nations study that projects a threefold increase in prescription use worldwide over the next 25 years. As many people are already aware, pharmaceuticals are now found regularly in waterways. A widely cited 2002 study by the U.S. Geological Survey found 95 different pharmaceutical chemicals in streams that were tested, and 80% of those streams contained one-third or more of the chemicals in question. Further studies have begun to show the impacts of those chemicals on aquatic creatures, including such disturbing things as the widespread development of female sex characteristics in male fish. It's not just wildlife that's exposed to medications in streams and lakes, either. Studies commissioned by the Associated Press in 2008 found a variety of pharmaceuticals, including antibiotics, mood stabilizers, and hormones, in the drinking water supplies of at least 41 million Americans. Pharmaceuticals enter the environment by a wide variety of paths. Some chemicals are released at the plants where drugs are manufactured, and others through the waste we excrete after taking them. Still more are released into the environment when people dispose of unwanted medications improperly, especially by flushing them down the toilet. I know, that really was what you were supposed to do, but it's not anymore. Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant educators have been working around the state to promote the proper disposal of medications by informing people about this problem and giving them the tools to address it. They have done so by providing high school teachers, 4-H leaders, and others with a compilation of multidisciplinary, standards-based classroom lessons, sample stewardship activities, and background information. The most important thing people can do individually to help reduce the amount of pharmaceuticals in the environment is to dispose of unwanted medications properly. This means not flushing them down the toilet and not putting them into the trash, but instead getting them to a designated collection center. In East Central Illinois, Carl Rx Express currently provides drop boxes for this purpose at locations in Champaign, Urbana, and Danville. Individuals and communities not served by these locations might be interested in a toolkit developed by Sea Grant and available through their website that provides guidance for establishing unwanted medicine collection programs. You can find them on the web by searching Illinois, Indiana, Sea Grant.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant.